Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 17th of September 2017. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.57 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Mike VK7FB, and on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Records news. New 10 GHz EME world record. On the 9th of September 2017, VK7MO and WA3LBI completed a 18,949.4 km QSO with QRA64D to extend the existing world record held by DL7FJ and ZL1GSG using CW of 18,337 km by around 600 km. The key to this result was to find locations with almost 0 degrees takeoff, which essentially means across water. VK7MO operated from OF76NK at Meelup, Western Australia, and WA3LBI operated from FM28LO in Delaware on the east coast of the USA. Both stations operated portable to maximise the distance at locations with good takeoffs over water. It is of interest to note that Meelup is a native Aboriginal word meaning place of the rising moon, because they could see the moon rising out of the water, so the native people were well aware of the potential of this location for EME. The stations. VK7MO ran 50 watts to a 1.13 metre dish, linear polarisation. WA3LBI ran estimated 125 watts to a 2.4 metre dish, RKI feed by Burt Modeman circular polarisation mounted on a trailer. The loss in going from linear to circular is somewhat less than the expected 3 dB due to depolarisation at the moon's surface, probably around 2 dB. Conditions. The time was chosen to maximise the moon window when spreading was low at 34 Hz and lunar degradation low at 0.8 dB. It is seen that WA3LBI was first decoded at minus 23 dB at 1317 when the moon was at 0 degrees and only partly visible and ground noise would be an issue. He later peaked at minus 19 dB when the elevation was around 2 degrees at VK7MO. In addition to the basic requirements of a QSO, some text messages celebrating the record were also exchanged. After that, W5LUA was worked with strong signals up to minus 14 dB, and then a second QSO completed with WA3LBI when signals peaked at minus 17 dB, dropping to minus 23 dB at 1353 when WA3LBI lost the moon. It is seen that it was possible to exchange messages with WA3LBI from 1317 to 1353, which from the moon scared data above is from 0 degrees elevation at the VK7MO end to 0 degrees elevation at the WA3LBI end. After the window to WA3LBI closed, W6YX operating as N99JIM in California was worked with 125 watts to his 4.6 metre dish and signal levels up to minus 10 dB. Conclusions. Critical factors which made this world record possible were both stations being able to work portable and select locations with zero takeoff, the use of the very sensitive QRA64D mode, and selecting a time when the common window was maximised and spreading and lunar libration was low. And that's 73 from Rex, VK7MO. And a note from the editor, congratulations to Rex and James on making this world record. Great work, guys. Now, QSL update. QSL cards held by WAIA VK7 Inwards QSL Manager as at the 13th of September 2017. The email version of the broadcast has an updated list of Inward QSL cards held by WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Card Manager Herman VK7HW. Herman writes, please note that unless prior arrangements are made with me, amateurs who are members of clubs, that is REST, NTARC, NWR, NTV and CCARC, will most likely have their cards sent to their club secretary or club QSL card manager. On Sunday the 10th of September, approximately 8 cards were dropped off at the farm gate for NTARC and Launceston amateurs. On Tuesday the 12th of September, quite a number of cards for the Northwest Coast amateurs were dropped off at the business premises of Mike VK7TM, who will pass them on to Graham VK7KT. Graham has kindly volunteered to arrange distribution of QSL cards in and around the Burnie area. Any cards that are not delivered or picked up should be returned to me so that I can send them to the WIA archives. On that point, some cards have been here for over a year. The intention is at the end of this month of September, any cards not collected or with no arrangements in place for delivery will be sent to the WIA archives in Melbourne. WIA members should check the information regarding QSL card mailouts on the WIA website. Non-WIA members need to make arrangements with me to get their cards delivered. As I do travel a bit between north and south of the state, I do deliver cards on an opportunity basis once address etc. is confirmed or another station offers to accept your cards for delivery. Else, send me some stamps and I will mail out to you. Also, if you do not want your cards, please let me know. I can be contacted by email. VK7Bureau@wia.org.au. Good DX, and that's from Herman, VK7HW. Northwest News, Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG, Club General Meeting. Members and friends are advised that the next meeting of the NWTR and TVG is a general meeting and is programmed for Saturday the 7th, October 2017. Venue is the Lions Club facility in the showgrounds in Flora Street, West Ulverston, with a start time of around 2 p.m. As is normal practice, an open invitation is extended to anyone interested in the hobby of amateur radio and allied electronics to attend. It is anticipated that we will have another presentation from Peter VK7PD, this time on JT65. Further confirmation on this in later broadcasts. This will be an important meeting as it will be the last prior to JOTA 2017 on the weekend of the 20 to 22nd of October when we will need to confirm all the procedures and operational plans for participation in this exciting weekend. And 73 until next time from Tony VK7AX, the news officer for NWTR and TVG. Northern News. Mount Barrow Barbecue and Get-Together, this year, Thursday the 12th of October, starting at 3 p.m. For many years now, amateur radio operators have had a barbecue and get-together at the Mount Barrow Discovery Trail and Visitors Centre. This barbecue is an opportunity for all amateurs, their families and friends to get to know each other and to put a face to call signs heard and spoken to throughout the year. This get-together is usually timed to coincide with the beginning of warmer weather and the longer evenings giving a little more daylight to play with. The visitor centre is a glass enclosed area out of the rain, wind and elements. A log fireplace and toilets mean we will be quite comfortable. You will need to bring a chair, warm clothing and your portable stove or barbecue for cooking. Some kind of portable lighting is always well received as well. Other than that, what food and drink you bring is up to you. There is an area of flat parking available, and in the past, some attendees have brought their motorhomes and made an overnighter of it. Could be a bit on the chilly side, though, so be warned. Directions are simple. turn right at the Nunamara shop, continue straight ahead for 12 kilometres, then turn right at Weavers Creek Road. We'll put a couple of VK7 markers so that you won't get lost. All amateur radio operators and their families are invited to attend. This is a northern tradition and has taken place in one guise or another for many years now. It will be a BYO everything barbecue, including a couple of logs for the fire, if possible. Remember, it can still get pretty cold up there at this time of the year. See you up there. That's 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Lima. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, NTARC. NTARC held its September General Meeting last Wednesday evening. Despite the continuing cool and frequently wet weather we have been experiencing of late, and the fact that a number of regular attendees are presently ill with the current strain of influenza, 23 members and 2 visitors braved the conditions for this event. The formal part of the evening was quickly dealt with, taking just 20 minutes. Most of that time was taken up with a lively discussion about the fact that the Launceston City Council levies us annual rates on our lease at Mount Arthur, this year totalling $547.95. It would be fair to say that this situation shocked those members who had just become aware of it, as indeed it had those previously aware. Comments raised from questions as how the council could rate a tiny area of just a few square metres on Crown land and surrounded by Crown land and National Park. Moreover, the site is atop a rocky outcrop, high on a mountain, well beyond the council's ability to supply any of the services normally covered by rates. That observation led to queries as to just how the site had been valued and whether it had actually been inspected by the valuer. One member observed that the rates were in fact almost exactly 5 times the cost of our annual lease, suggesting a disconnect between the assessed rental value of the property and its actual value. Another member, in only slightly more humorous vein, wondered just when and how council proposed to deliver and then regularly empty our wheelie bin. It was resolved that this matter be further explored with a view to seeing if exemption or a reduction could be negotiated. With formalities concluded, David VK7JD then took the floor and, with the assistance of the large TV, recently donated to the club by Norm VK7KTN and XYL Lorraine, proceeded to take the audience through some of the wonders of digital voice modes, with particular reference to D-Star and DMR. Most of these modes are already operational on VK7RAA from our Mount Arthur site, although internet difficulties have caused some outages of late. A third digital voice mode, C4FM Fusion, is due to join them as soon as the weather improves. David's presentation did much to demystify the subject, particularly his simplified explanation of the basis for each mode and his emphasis on the similarities between them and indeed the similarities with traditional analog voice FM usage. He also managed to cut through the bewildering technology peculiar to each mode, explaining that many terms in each one mode were really only alternative names for otherwise identical features in the others. David concluded with a rundown of how members could get started on these modes and introduced members to his new, now extensive arsenal of various digital radio types and computer dongles, hotspots and the like. He also advised that he had enlisted Kevin, VK7HKN, to fill the role of NTARC's distributor of the DMR code plugs, which we now know are only just the file needed to be programmed into a DMR radio to enable it to connect to the system. David also advised that Kevin would also be able to program members' radios if required. To further assist members, David has prepared some written explanatory documentation, including step-by-step instructions, which would be available at the club rooms in coming days. In all, a fascinating and very useful composite expose of digital voice and undoubtedly the subject for future presentations. As David said, he had but just scratched the surface on this occasion. The presentation over, all attendees availed themselves of the copious supper that had been kindly been provided by the lady members. We thank them for their efforts once again. Discussion continued through refreshments, with the last members departing well after 10 p.m. another successful and very enjoyable NTARC activity, and we will line up to do it again in a month's time. We'll see you there. NTARC website. The following is from Phil, VK7JJ, who would like to update the Tasmanian statewide database and repeater map that is featured on the NTARC website. He says, over the last 12 months, there has been a lot of activity and work done on Tasmania's repeaters, adding new frequencies and access tones just to indicate some of the changes. NTARC is no stranger to repeater upgrades, with several new frequencies and digital modes being added to VK7RAA on Mount Arthur over recent months. It's very hard for everyone to keep abreast of such changes, and I have the feeling that the NTARC state repeater map and database may be missing some of the most recent information. That would be a shame, as I'm sure everybody who puts valuable time and hard work into establishing and maintaining the state's repeaters would like to think all the state's hams and frequent mainland visitors know their repeaters actually exist and are available for use and what frequencies, modes and tones are required to access them. Springtime is a good time to make a special effort to update our records, as the warmer weather will bring more people out mobile, bushwalking, picnicking, mountain topping, and all the other good things ham radio operators do. Every time I look at the map, I'm quite blown away at how fantastically well endowed with repeaters and linking systems this state is. Kudos to you all for your ongoing enthusiasm and for building and maintaining such a technically sophisticated and excellent system for the use of us all. Therefore, we make a special springtime call to all repeater custodians and maintainers. 1. Please go to the NTARC Club website. 2. Click on your repeater on the map on the front page of the site and see if your repeater details are correct or not. 3. There is also a repeater database on the NTARC site which contains further details about each repeater, its accessibility from the sidebar menu. Please check these details too. 4. Please email any changes and new information to the website author, being me, Phil, VK7JJ. 5. My email address is phil@perite.com. That's phil@perite.com. I'm sure the state's repeater users will all be grateful for up-to-date information. It is frustrating to find out you didn't know of a local repeater when travelling in that area, or discovering one you thought was operational but was no longer functioning, or you simply can't access it because you don't know the access tone. 73. I await your input. Regards from Phil, VK7JJ. Many thanks, Phil, and here's hoping you'll receive lots of feedback in the coming weeks. Upcoming events. Equine event. NTARC has been invited to provide safety communications at the TIRA State Championships to be held at Santorina Park, Scottsdale, on the 6th to the 7th of October. This will be our last ride of the year, and it will be a busy weekend. We will have 3 rides running simultaneously, they being the 160km, 95km and a 40km. We will be required to provide safety communications at base and at 3 checkpoints manned over this period. The 160 event will be commencing at 0:01 Saturday, the 7th of October. This will be followed by the 95km ride commencing at 0500 hours, and we are awaiting confirmation as to the starting time for the 40km ride. If you are able to assist even for an hour or two during the day, then Norm, VK7KTN, would appreciate hearing from you. He can be contacted by email, safetycoms.ntarc@gmail.com. That's safetycoms.ntarc@gmail.com. October meeting. This will be a barbecue meeting held on Saturday the 14th of October to welcome in Daylight Savings, which I am told commences on Sunday the 1st of October. Barbecue will commence at noon, and this will be followed by the October general meeting commencing at 1400 hours. More information will be provided closer to the event. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Jota Jotai 2017. This year sees Jota celebrating its 60th year and Jotai its 21st year. The event will be held over the weekend of the 20th to the 22nd of October. Once again, we will be busy at the club rooms, and our JOTA coordinator, Peter, VK7KPC, would be interested in hearing from you if you are able to assist over these days. Peter can be contacted by email, dodd.pc@bigpond.com. That's dodd.pc@bigpond.com, or in person at Coffee Mornings. And Coffee Mornings, a reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We have received a small delivery of new cards, and these will be available through our QSL coordinator, Kevin, VK7HKN, this coming week. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the secretary@intark.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelieu once I have recovered from the flu. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of Intark Inc. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc. Reest Spring Newsletter. The Reest Spring Newsletter was sent out last week to all financial members. This season's edition has technical articles, club updates, and a new discount for members. If you did not receive your newsletter in your email, please contact the secretary at reest.asn.au to update your membership details. Great discounts for Reest members. As previously mentioned, Reest members have a great new discount offer available to them thanks to Active Electronics. Members are now eligible for a 10% discount on purchases over $25 by quoting a special code when paying. Check out the member discounts on the Reest website for more details. Free DV Fridays are here. FSQ Fridays in the South have had a great run for the last 6 months, but it was time to pick up a new challenge, and so FSQ Fridays are morphing into Free DV Fridays. Free DV is a digital voice mode that uses a very small amount of bandwidth, and anyone who has a computer audio interface with their computer can use. Our first night was last Friday, and will continue each Friday from 8 p.m. local time on 145.225 MHz upper sideband and using VK7RAD as a liaison chat. September event. Reest is having a mini open day and boot sale. It's time to give your shack a spring clean, and on Saturday the September the 30th, bring your pre-loved treasure up to the club room so on the domain to sell or swap, along with some dollars to grab a bargain on other people's wares. The open day will run from midday until 5 p.m, and along with the boot sale there will be a BYO barbecue running, as well as other activities such as lightning talks about SDR, digital modes and satellite work. If you would like to sell things on our open day or would like to make a demonstration, please register your interest joining in by sending in a quick email to secretary@reest.asn.au so we can organise room for everyone. Keep an eye out in your email box for the next newsletter, which will have more details to follow, as well as the Reest website and Facebook pages. And at 73 from Scott, VK7LXX. Experimenters Night. This Wednesday night, we will be taking our 3.4 GHz panels out for some contacts across the domain and maybe Hobart. We will also be finishing off and testing the KL unit PAs for installation in the new beacon location. We also have a 3.4 GHz power amplifier to start putting it together. SMDs abound, so bring along those magnifiers, hi hi. We also have a microwave power meter to put together. See you this Wednesday night, September the 20th, from 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook page, events for details. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, NTARC Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. Reist Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenters' Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. Reist 23cm QSO Party, following after this Sunday broadcast on 1296.1MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. Reist Free DV Fridays, 8 p.m. local time, on 145.225MHz upper sideband and using VK7RAD for liaison. Events. Reist, September the 30th, Mini Open Day, Barbecue and Boot Sale, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, noon to 5 p.m. NWTR and TVG, October the 7th, General Meeting, Lions Club Facility, Showground, Flora Street, West Ulverston, starting at 2 p.m. Northern Amateurs, October the 12th, Mount Barrow Barbecue and Get-Together from 3 p.m. at the Mount Barrow Discovery Trail and Visitors Centre. NTARC, October the 14th, Barbecue and General Meeting. Barbecue at noon and General Meeting from 2 p.m. at the Rochelle Club Rooms. Reist, October the 18th, VK7MO's 10 GHz EME Adventures from 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Jota Jyoti, October the 21st and 22nd, Jamboree on the Air and Internet Weekend around the state. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7PD. Repeaters Reist NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7TPE. 40 metres VK7JGD. 20 metres VK7ALH. And 10 metres VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 09:30 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 regional news and broadcast coordinator, Justin, VK7TW, at vk7tw@wia.org.au. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 regional news Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is good morning from Idris, VK7ZIR.